thanks to Sharapetya Deng, Sudan, and Juba Mission Report. August 4th, 2012, Uganda.
My mission report is out of place, but it has key messages. Romans chapter 8. Okay. And we know that in all things, God works to be good of those who love me, whom have been called according to his purpose. Part 1, the shepherd mentioned Daniel. My name is Daniel Patrick. I was born in 1978 in South Sudan. My father is a Muslim and my mother is a Christian. When I was a child, I lived a confused life because of my parents. I used to pray with my Muslim father as a Muslim. In 1999, when I was in my 10th year at the Brunei University, I began to study the Bible through my colleagues at the Philip Mangio Dissertation. At the beginning, I didn't faithfully attend the Bible study because of my lack of interest. But Shepherd Peter Andrew constantly pushed me to come to the Bible study and sometimes gave me a bad speed so that I may not come to the Bible. And here is the testimony. He said that sometimes he came to Shepherd, don't even have it's the one who is taken. In 2001, missionaries of the King asked me to know the word of God deeply through testimony training for over 3 months. Through the training, I began to know my personal God and had a desire to live as a spiritual life. I simply accepted the one word of Mark, Gospel, chapter 12, verses 30 and 31, which says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The Sabbath is this, love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commitment greater than this. Since then, I started to love Jesus and my neighbor by teaching them the Bible to the sheep and the shepherd. In 2002, in the Bible conference, I was anointed as a new shepherd, full of vision for Sudan mission efforts. When I began to teach the Bible to my neighbor, I found some difference. Both of my neighbors and relatives are Muslim. I was afraid that I would be persecuted by Muslims because of my Christian beliefs. Because of the fear, I could not extend the Bible to the sheep freely. In addition, I found that some people who both think that Christian is a live a Christian life and where the best example of the Muslim. Because of the fear and disappointment, I couldn't love and help Muslim neighbors with all my heart. But God helped me to overcome my fear problem through this study of the book of Acts. Through this study, I learned about the apostolic method of faith. Since then, I could study the Bible in some history. I was growing up with many Muslims because of my Muslim father and his relatives. While I was a university student, I suffered because of my Muslim colleagues. Several Pedro and I were the only Christian students on the campus for 5 years. Because of their pressure, the colleagues dropped with me and pushed me to be a Muslim. Because of their pressure, I seriously prayed in the morning and evening in the remote place. It was a hard time for me, but I believe it was God praying for them to be a shepherd. In 2006, Africa Directed Conference in Sudan, I accepted the world mission for men with the full vision with Mark Gospel chapter 13, verse 10. We say, the gospel must send his preached to all nations. After the conference, Mission Andrew King directed me to receive the candidate training as the Egyptian missionary for the entire country. Since then, I struggled to write and deliver the candidate message every 2 Sundays. It was hard for me because of my company and work. Because that I was working as a salesman to distribute medicine and collect money. So my benefit came through my hard work so I can get better. But I obeyed the training with a sense of heart. And struggled with much prayer all the time. Despite the difficulties, it was a chance for me to deeply meditate God more and accept the word more in my heart personally. I was able to grow as a good mathematician. God also blessed me to establish a household with my co-worker, Phoebe, in the beginning of 2007. She is my angel. She usually appears in my dreams. In that kind of household, the 4 children. Marco, a director of Sudan Ministry. God continuously prayed me through the message training every Sunday and also raised me as the main messenger in 2007 Africa International Conference in Nairobi, Kenya. In 2009, Missionary Andrew King asked me to be the director of Sudan Prayer. I couldn't answer immediately because of my fearful and confused heart. I began to complain everything. I complained to God everything. Why God continuously demanded me to survive my life? Even though I already did up 2 good jobs for the gospel mission before. I wonder for why. But during this study of the book Genesis, I learned about God's sovereignty. Through the study, I believe that my life belongs to God, and He helped and He led me according to His divine sovereignty and His providence. Sunday, I watched Mother Teresa's message, the title, Your Kingdom Comes, in UFC. She said that many people want to go rest and then they decide. But we should decide first, then we will go. Because of this war, I decided to obey God, even though I didn't fully understand at that moment. When Mr. Andrew King asked me again, can you give up the new job and confuse the state and send the gospel mission at the death in Khartoum? I answered yes, I said. So in the Africa Director Conference in Uganda at the end of 2009, I was anointed as the Director of Sudan UPF. And the successor of the missionary Andrew King, who has served Sudan as a director for the last 20 years. I asked him to serve the gospel mission as a new director in 2010. That year, God provided me with a good job in the government of Sudan. And I was able to stay in that home continuously by His grace. I realized it was God for calling to me to be a blessing and to be one of those blessings for Sudan. But I was still worried of how I can continuously be deceived in Khartoum, because most of our leaders had moved to South Sudan and I was alone. Since South Sudan has become independent from North Sudan, North Sudan government may rule over with Sharia law in the Muslim law. After South Sudan is completely independent, and many Christians would move to the south. But I have overcome my inner fear and have faith after I simply accept one word from Shabbat Daniel Lee, opening address message in the 2010 Bible Conference. He delivered the message based on the book of Esther, chapter 4, verse 15. Say that, if I perish, I perish. He looked at me, the spiritual challenge, and happy to have the faith of the same method of faith. I stand again to keep the gospel mission in Khartoum in any situation by the name of if I perish, I perish. But now I'm right. I pretend to have to be as a director of previous. During my directorship in Khartoum, we raised 6 new leaders and some candidates as a group of the gospel ministry by God's grace. Part 3, by Mary Tuba University. In 2011, South Sudan became independent from Sudan, which is our nation. After the secession, all South Sudanese except the students were ordered to leave for South Sudan, their home country. Mr. Rehman and I decided to pioneer Juba, the capital of South Sudan. I got a job at a petrol company and began to work in Juba. After, I couldn't even accept my new situation and mission. I struggled to accept the new mission filled with the key verse from the book of Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to his purpose. I accepted the new mission in the God's direction by faith and began to attend Chuba University. Chuba University, the Chuba ministry was established with Sam Roberts last April. Chuba University was closed because of the inter-tribal fighting in the campus. But before we came here, Chuba University was open. Despite the situation, I struggled to study the Bible and my son was seven at the different places. There is some Shabbat John, Shabbat Elia Peter, Shabbat Oliver Abu, and Shabbat Taib Moses, and Shabbat Lezadi are walking with me, and several sheep attend the Sunday worship service. I am looking for a house near campus for the Bible Center. Houses near the campus are very expensive. I pray that God provides us with a good Bible Center in near future. Amen? As the Bishop of Uyo mentioned, South Sudan and Sudan, I would like to repeat it again. There are many unsolved national problems within the two nations, Sudan and South Sudan. We have a problem of border and transit oil expenses, national debt, and citizenship. The relationship between two nations is still not good. South Sudan imports 95% of the provisions from other countries. There is no way that South Sudan imports any provisions from Sudan, which was the main market since the border is closed last year. Many people in South Sudan are suffering because of the shortage of food, fuel and social facilities. But I am UPN World Headquarters and Kuria Headquarters for their decision to support South Sudan with food relief this year. Our people are suffering because of hunger, both spiritually and physically. We must be there for the special and physical food. God will bless our mind to pray and to wish to give them. I pray that we may raise many shepherds who sacrificially take care of their people by faithful one-to-one brethren. Amen. One word to raise